Generators are humming all through formerly flooded neighborhoods in Elkhart as residents pump out water and work on drying their basements. There's no electricity here. The power was shut off to prevent electrical fires. West of the Elkhart River on Middlebury Street, Maria Esperanza Graneros is pulling wet things out of her basement and piling them up on the curb for trash pickup. She says the water just keeps coming in.
Everybody has been working on it all day. Last couple days, since the streets were clean and we are capable to come into our houses. We've been cleaning, trying to take the water out, but water is still coming in. The river is too high and raining more. It's very hard to keep up.
Graneros says they were evacuated. She says even if they wanted to come back now and live in the house, they can't.
Our heater, our water heater, everything is downstairs and all that is gone too. So even if we have power, we won't be able to live here because we're not going to have no heat.
Graneros says they're almost done cleaning it out, but she's still feeling the loss.
It's like half of your life is gone because, I mean, you work hard for all your needs and they're gone in one, and you cannot do anything about it.
She says she had homeowner's insurance, but it didn't cover flooding. A few blocks over on Aspenwald Avenue, Jay Zelaya says the same thing.
We got insurance, but because we are like a block and a half from the river, we never thought we need to have a flood insurance. But now we know that we have to.
Zelaya says they knew there would be flooding, but not this much. He had water up to the top step from his basement.
We never thought it would be this bad. We thought it would be only a couple feet of water, but it really got a... We never seen that before.
Across the street, Amanda Morgan is pumping water out of her basement, too.
It came all the way up our back steps, almost to our kitchen. They estimated it at 42,000 gallons of water in the basement. And it's taken, 15 hours to get what it is now? It's only at 2 foot now.
She says the cleanup has been gross.
It's so nasty. It's not just water. It's sewage and whatever is floating in the lake or river or whatever, that, it's Elkhart River, so whatever's floating, it's in there.
Morgan says they were able to come back in with a boat when the floodwaters were high and get things out of the house, but they still lost a lot.
We lost furniture, we lost, pictures that we can't get back, memories, clothes, but that's okay, we're all still alive, so that's all that matters, right?
Besides the flooding, there have been issues with people trying to burglarize evacuated homes. Zelaya says the police presence has helped.
It's dark during the night, and there are people that have been trying to break up into all the people's houses. So we just keep an eye on everybody, and we say thank you to the police that they've been coming around and check everything out, make sure that besides what's going on, all the people breaking into our houses.
Across town on 5th Street, Jeff Michael is working for landlords, pumping water out of rental houses. He says there have been looting issues in the area.
They got these floodlights on to keep the people from coming in and looting the place. There's nothing in this place to steal. These people are poor anyways. Why would you come down here and take for them? You're going to get $100 for a flat screen. Come on,
Besides looting, whole blocks in the area northwest of downtown are still standing in water. That, coupled with the slope of the land, means several houses are leaning over on damaged foundations.
That house is already starting to lean. The doors are, he can't even open his doors hardly. So we got a lot of foundation damage.
Michael says he thinks some of them are going to just have to come down once the water recedes enough. There are a lot of people that don't know when they'll be able to get back into their homes to assess damage, let alone when or if they'll be able to live there again. Mike Donnelly is a landlord with several properties in the city, one on Washington Street that's still inaccessible. Back on Middlebury Street, he's pumping water out of a basement.
I just wish this was over, that they can get the power back on so I can start the final repairs out here and get this over with.
I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News.